What's up, everybody? It's Spectacular Smith, and welcome to the Spectacular Experience. Welcome back to the podcast. Man, so I definitely want to go through this one thing, man, because I feel like it's so powerful. And now that we on my fourth podcast, I really just want to get straight into this so I can guarantee more people success. And I think one of the main things that really gets you to success even faster is actually surrounding yourself around the right people. People that's going to motivate you. People that's going to encourage you. People that's going to be positive and empower you and make you an even stronger individual. People that you want to grow from. It's better to really stay around people that got the same mindset that you have. People that's actually going to help you grow. People you can learn from. I mean, one thing that I always do is I stay around people that got the same goal. And if you got the same goal as somebody, then y'all can help each other get to the same goal together, or even getting a mentor that already has accomplished what you want to accomplish. I have my mentor. I have two main mentors. One is Master P, and everybody should know Master P. He sold over almost a billion records in the music industry, and he has a real estate company that does hundreds of millions of dollars. He was in the NBA. My other mentor is Jeff Hoffman, co-founder of Priceline. And these are all two individuals that have accomplished exactly what I want to accomplish in life. Like, I want to get into the tech industry and become a giant and be able to accomplish the things that Jeff accomplished. I want to be that mogul in the music industry or in just business in general and do multiple things and be a serial entrepreneur and be successful at everything that I want to accomplish in life. And those two individuals are literally everything that I really want to focus on. Of course, there's extra things that they're not doing that I want to do, which is social media. You know, they both don't do social media, but, you know, I actually do social media and I am known as a social media guru. But one of my main reasons of telling you that is to stay around people you can sponge off of. Like, I always say, like, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm in the wrong room. Like, that's the last thing I want. I want to be able to learn from other people. At the same time, I want to teach other people also the things that I learn, but I want to continuously grow. One thing Will Smith said is one thing he always do is run, which is physical, and learning, which is mental. And that's something that he does every single day. And these are super rich people. So I would want to mimic those things in my life, because evidently this is something that the most successful people in the world are doing. They're learning. So it's your job and your obligation to yourself to instill it into your mental and mindset that this is what you need to do to become better. They always say birds of a feather flock together. So if you're around a bunch of negative people, people ain't got shit going on for their life, they want to play games. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but they have to be actually motivated. People that's doing, like, if you get paid to play video games, that's different. But if you just sitting around and playing video games all day and night, like, I used to be that same person. I used to play a game called Resistance and Call of Duty, like, in the morning time all the way to the next day. I was pulling 24/7s playing video games all day, like straight shooting games, playing with my brothers all day. And then one day it just hit me, like, I'm not making no money off of doing this. I'm not learning anything. I'm not making no progression towards my goals in life. Once I realized that, I completely cold turkey the video games. Like, it was so bad. I used to take it when I went on tour. I used to go and take it with a little portable TV in my game console and play in the airport. That's how bad it was. But it did nothing for me. It wasn't aligned with my goals and my vision on what I wanted to do in life and what I wanted to accomplish in life. So I had to cut that off. So the same thing goes for individuals that you're around. If they're not a person that's driven, if they're not a person that wants more out of life, if they're not a person that wants the same type of things that you want in life, it's just time to cut them off. I know that sounds super horrible, but it's going to be the betterment for you to make sure you distance yourself a little bit from those people so you can be the best in your ability and really take things to the next level for yourself. So if they're not contributing to your growth, I really don't feel like they're the best people to be around you. You need people that's gonna contribute to what you actually want to do in life. People that think like you, people that dream like you, just like those type of things really take you to the next level. If you're around people that complain all day, they bitch all day, they got somebody to point the finger at for their problems, and they always got just horrible things happening to them, that's because they got this black cloud over their head, and that black cloud rubs off on you. You don't want to be under that black cloud when it just start thunderstorming. Like, that don't have anything to do with you. So if you're around positive people and things that people that and around people that good things are happening to consistently, guess what? Those things, those great things that's happening consistently to them is gonna sooner or later rub off on you. And you get to reap the benefits, because anybody could do nothing. Anybody can be nothing. Anybody could just be at the bottom of the barrel and decide that they don't want to do anything with their life. Like, I wasn't the type of person that got everything handed to me in life. Like, I wasn't a trust fund baby. Like, everything I got, I really worked my ass off for it. I got raised in the projects. Like, I used to sleep on a bed frame with no mattress with my brothers and my sisters. Sometimes my mama had to leave us home alone to go to work because she couldn't afford no babysitter. She didn't have no nanny. So here you go, four kids, a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 7-year-old, and an 8-year-old, all taking care of ourselves just because mama had to go to work and work 3 jobs. And do all type of things to provide for her kids. Like, I didn't have all that. Like, I didn't have certain benefits that a lot of kids had. Like, I moved a million times. Like, I was so popular in school because I went school to school to school. I didn't have the benefit and the luxury of just staying in one household. My mama owning a house and we just got raised up in this one house. No, we got evicted. My mama had to steal electricity. My mama had to steal cable. She was on Section 8. She had to do every single thing in her power to make sure that we didn't suffer or we didn't need or go to bed hungry. So that's one thing I can definitely say. I got nothing handed to me. So if I can do it, if I'm a person that can come from nothing, my father was in jail for 9 years. He was a drug dealer, biggest drug dealer in Miami, got locked up. I didn't really officially get the bond and meet my daddy until I was a teenager. So it's no excuse. If I can do it, you can do it. It's no excuse at all. Stop making excuses. And one of the biggest things that really worked for me, I had people that really pushed me to the next level. It don't have to be physical people, because I had my father, right? I had my brothers, but who pushed me was me watching people on the internet, me listening to people on podcasts, me actually reading books. So if you don't have the right people physically around you, then it's nothing to get a mentor on social media, on YouTube, on Google. Like, find somebody that you want to actually become and that's doing what you want to do, and make them your mentor. Watch them eat, sleep, dream them every single day and become that person. Once you become that person mentally, then it will help you solve problems a little bit better. It will help you actually know what you want in life a little bit better, because now you know, all right, what would this person do? It's a lot of times that I say, all right, what would Master P do? What would Jeff Hoffman do? I say that to myself and I come up with answers from that, because it's a legit question and I get legit answers because I put myself in a mind frame of what would they do? I become that person. What would this person do in this situation? And it really works, because everything in life, like 80% of everything that happens, of things that come around you, is all like 80% negative. So you got to take that 20% that's positive and really make the best out of it. And if you take the approach of the glass is half empty approach, then you're always going to be that person that's complaining about life and talking about how this not going right, or looking on social media and saying why this person doing good, or be that person that's commenting on every single post, talking negative on why this successful person is doing this. Like, I don't have time to be on social media all day just to literally comment on people post. And if you're doing what you're supposed to do in life and getting to that goal or what you set out to be, then you wouldn't have time to do the same thing. So don't take yourself out of success. Don't put obstacles in front of you that don't exist. The worst thing you can do is say, this is why I can't do it. There's no way on earth you should be creating obstacles in your mind that doesn't even exist. And you're making this your excuse on why you can't accomplish what you want to accomplish. Oh, I can't get no mentor like Master P or Jeff Hoffman. No, you got the internet. You can have as many mentors as you want. Oh, I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college. I didn't go to Harvard or Stanford. Okay. And you got Google. You can Google every single thing you want. That's why we have more millionaires than ever right now. It's because the internet, Google, YouTube, anything you want to learn, you can literally learn at a drop of a dime. They have courses that you can literally learn anything you want. You can go on Udemy.com and like literally learn whatever you want. Type it in. You can learn it. $100. Even I have a course for my company, AdWizard Academy, which you actually learn. I teach you social media. I teach you every single thing step by step on how to become an influencer on social media and make millions off of it. So it's no excuse. You can learn whatever you want to learn at any time. So you got to challenge yourself. Don't, like, if you're comfortable, then you're not growing. You gotta be uncomfortable. You have to be uncomfortable. Like, you got to push yourself, challenge yourself, be around people that's going to challenge you. That's what you need. You need somebody that's going to challenge you. You don't need to be around people that's going to pull you down, talk negative to you, like people that don't have the same values as you, like their mindset is just off, everything is negative, things that like what make you think you can do that. Like, if that was possible, then somebody would have did it already, or Jack tried to do it, or Jill tried to do it, and they ain't succeed. Like, what make you think you could do that? If you got people that's around you like that, you need to cut them off. Cut them off. You need people that are saying, oh yeah, I want to do this. Like, man, you got this. Bro, you got this. No, what you mean you can't do it? You can do it. Like, man, listen, go for it. You got it. Just mess up, fail, learn from your mistakes. Push yourself. Like, you're a gifted individual. Like, man, listen, you got it, bro. Write down your goals and aim for it. If you need help, call me. Don't that sound a whole lot different than the first person? And that's what type of people you need. And we all know everyone got those type of people that's around you. Everybody got that one person that shit bad just happened to all the damn time. And we all got that person that everything great and amazing happened to that person all the time. Why? It's because they continuously learning. They continuously challenging themselves. They're surrounding themselves around the right people. They're doing a lot of things that the average Joe who's just complaining about everything is not doing. Winners don't talk much. Well, unless you Floyd Mayweather, but or Muhammad Ali. But those are different type of people. But majority of the winners really just come and don't really say much. Don't really complain. Don't make excuses. They take the blame. And they execute on what they say they're going to execute on. No excuses. So you got to figure out what motivates you. You got to have that self-motivation. Because sometimes you might not have that mentor that's going to push you all the time like that. You might not have at that time that you need him to push you. He might not be available. You might not have the right situation at the time to push you. So you got to figure out mentally, like, how to motivate myself, how to push myself. What's my why? Why am I doing this? Is it to give back to more people? Because if you got all the money in the world and you can't share it with nobody, then What's the purpose? What's the reason? What's the reason to have all this if you can't share it with nobody? If you can't give, the more money you get, it's the more money you have to give. This is one thing I want you to do. I want you to write down what is your mission, what is your goal, and write down all the people that you have that's in your circle. And out of those people that's in your circle, put a yes column and a no column. Yes column is all the people that you agree aligns with your vision and your goal. And the no people are all the negative people who always talking down on you, that demotivates you, deflates you, and don't align with your goals. Y'all don't have the same values, the same mindset. Then ask yourself this question: do I really want to be around these people? And then once you get your answer and you look at it, you really look at this sheet that you wrote down, this yes and no list, and ask yourself, is this what I want? And I think you can answer your own question after you ask yourself that and you know what to do next. And once you know who's for you and who's not for you, then you know how to handle certain people. You need to focus. The only way to get to your goal is to be laser focused on it. And you're no different than all these super successful people. You're no different than me. You're no different than whoever's the person that you admire. Whoever's the person that you see on Instagram, you're just looking like, damn, I wish I was this person. You're no different than them. They have the same 24 hours that you have, but you got to make the best of it. God gave everybody a gift. Everybody. And I always say this. You might hear me say this a lot on this podcast, but everybody has a gift that God gave them. You have to figure out your gift and make the best of it. Have the drive. It's really simple. Outwork everybody. Outwork your competitor, and you're going to become successful. It's not about money. Don't do it for the money. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. And then something beautiful happens. Just keep it going. You're no different. And don't let anybody tell you anything else. When you do decide you want to cut whoever you want to cut off, then a lot of people going to say you change. A lot of people going to say, oh, you different. You damn right I'm different. You damn right I want more for myself. You damn right I don't want to be in a negative atmosphere. You damn right. But that's what it's going to take. People always say, oh, you don't come back to the hood because the hood is super negative at times. And a lot of people don't want to see you succeed. They're happy that you got the problems you have. They're happy that you're doing bad. And when you're doing good, they're not happy. And when I learned that, I stopped telling people about my successes. I stopped telling people about how good I'm doing. I stopped telling people about my problems because at the end of the day, they don't care.